Today is Thursday, April 4th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Built. If you pay rent, it's time to turn your rent game around with Built Rewards. Built is the greatest thing ever. It takes something that you're doing anyway, which is paying your rent or your mortgage, and getting you points on it, which you would never get otherwise. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. All you have to do is pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app, the same way you would with any credit card, and you watch the Built points roll in. Since I started using Built, I was able to attain gold airline status on an airline that I had not flown, so then when I did fly it, it was a way better experience, just because I used Built to pay my mortgage. It's really such a genius and efficient concept, and you can put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment, or any payment. I really cannot recommend Built enough, so go earn points by paying your rent or your mortgage right now when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. We are starting today with the Donald section. During two campaign speeches in Michigan and Wisconsin earlier this week, Donald referred to immigrants as, quote, prisoners, murderers, drug dealers, mental patients, and terrorists, and accused them of creating a, quote, bloodbath at the border. He also introduced a new website run by his own campaign called BidenBloodbath.com. Truly, the marketing genius astounds me. Meanwhile, Donald filed a lawsuit against two of the co-founders of Trump Media, which is the newly public parent company of Truth Social, alleging that they should forfeit their stock in the company. Yes, the one that went public a week ago. Donald's lawsuit was filed in Florida and comes in response to legal action filed by his own co-founders 2 weeks ago in Delaware, which sought to prevent Donald from being able to reduce their combined 8.6% stake in his newest shell company. The value of Truth Social stock, and in turn, Donald's net worth, has wildly fluctuated since the IPO. But I think the biggest roller coaster in this lawsuit is that his two founders were actually contestants on Celebrity Apprentice. But the legal drama around Truth Social doesn't end there. Two brothers from Florida pleaded guilty yesterday in Manhattan court to securities fraud charges for insider trading. They admitted that they made over $22 million through illegal trading before Donald's announcement in 2021 that he was going to take Truth Social public. They invested in the SPAC that Truth Social merged with for the IPO after they were tipped off that that particular SPAC was likely the acquisition target before that was made public, enabling them to make millions of dollars. Then once news about the acquisition actually became public, they sold their securities and made the aforementioned $22 million. The two brothers were arrested last June, but just struck a plea deal yesterday, and they remain free on bail while awaiting sentencing. I guess today's theme is Truth Social clown duets. Wisconsin voters approved a constitutional amendment through a ballot initiative yesterday that bans private money in state elections. Contrary to what you might assume, this amendment was brought forward by Republicans back in 2020 in reaction to Mark Zuckerberg providing a $300 million donation to the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which worked to increase voter access in Wisconsin in 2020 through things like helping election officials buy supplies to more smoothly operate elections. Not a single Democratic lawmaker voted in favor of the amendment before it made it onto the ballot to be decided by the voters. For our final story, a new joint study by researchers at Yale, King's College Hospital, and Doctors Without Borders found that the diabetes drug Ozempic could be manufactured at a cost of, at most, $5 a month per treatment, even as the manufacturer Novo Nordisk has been charging $1,000 per monthly shot out of pocket before insurance. According to their findings, Ozempic can actually be produced for less than some forms of insulin. In their response, Novo Nordisk declined to provide production costs for Ozempic and Wegovy, but said that they spent nearly $5 billion on research and development last year alone, while 75% of the company's gross earnings go towards rebates and discounts to increase patient access to products. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Built. Built is the first rewards program that hooks you up with points on your rent. So pay your rent every month through the Built Rewards app and watch the Built points roll in. You can then put points towards flights, hotels, fitness classes, or towards a future rent payment. You can earn points now by paying rent when you go to joinbuilt.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.